And my guest today is Sergeant Nick Horder. He's with the Valley City Police Department. Nick, welcome to the show today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk a little bit about child passenger safety law that goes into effect August 1st. There's a few changes, and so let's let you take it away, okay?
Sounds good. Well, starting August 1st here, they're changing the law from kids who need to be in booster seats. They changed it from once you turn 7, now you have to turn 8 before you can be out of a booster seat and in a regular seatbelt, unless the kid is 4'9" tall. And then he can be in a regular seatbelt just due to his growth and stuff.
Okay.
It's a regular $25 ticket if they're not in the booster seat and not properly restrained.
What are some of the things, I guess, as a police officer that you see? Some of these, do you often see these? Pull
yes.
people over, or
yes.
is it a rare occasion?
We see it quite often. A lot of times, if it's a quick trip and something like that, they'll just be in the seat or, climbing around and stuff like that. And it's very important to have the kids properly restrained, because even a 25-mile-per-hour crash can cause some kids to fly around the vehicle and stuff like that. And so it's a very important thing to have kids properly restrained in either a convertible seat or in a booster seat once you get to the proper ages. And all the restrictions on how big a kid can be is properly shown on all the car seats and booster seats.
There are a couple of new rule changes too, right? As far as riding rear facing, is that a change or is that the same?
That's the same. It's a guideline. What we're looking for is a minimum of about 20 pounds, and what they want is kids to be rear-facing as long as possible nowadays, because it's always safest to have them rear-facing just for the kid's safety. They want a kid to be 2 years is generally the guideline to have them rear-facing as long as possible.
So up to 2 then?
Correct.
Okay, and then after that. 4'9", that's kind of the new parameter there. Any other recommendations that the North Dakota Department of Health and, of course, this law that's going to be implemented that we should talk about?
Always just double check with either law enforcement, or we have car seat checkups periodically throughout the year, throughout town, and we advertise them in the paper and on the radio and stuff to come get your car seat checked out, because there's always new calls to get pieces replaced or new guidelines and stuff that are always coming out, because they're taking studies trying to keep kids as safe as possible. Always just make sure that, a car seat's free of clutter and stuff like that, and that you're always hooked up properly and that it's nice and snug so you don't have restraint issues there.
Do you have, I know you'd mentioned it, and that is that we have from time to time some safety compliance checks. Do we have one coming up later this summer or not?
We do. I'll have to check on the exact date. Usually it's held around town, and we do a full day check and, have parents come in with their car seats and the kids, and we can double check and make sure that they're installing the car seat properly and that everything is up to code and there's no recalls on the seat.
And it's nice because it's a public service. It's a free and open to the public.
And if a kid or if a parent ever has an issue, they can always stop in the police department, and one of our officers who is certified in car seats can always take a look at it and double check in between car seat checks to make sure that the car seat is properly installed. And there are technicians with the sheriff's office and with the police department.
In both departments, then, okay. And if they want to contact the police department, the phone number again?
It's going to be 701-845-3110, and they can ask for me, Nick Horner, or one of the officers can reference them to me.
We're talking with Sergeant Nick Horner with the Valley City Police Department. New changes to the North Dakota child passenger safety law take effect August 1st. Anything else that we should talk about?
Just making sure that all children up to age 17, once you turn 18, changes the laws a little bit, but 17 and under have to be restrained in the car at all times when it's in operation. No quick trips of people not wearing a seatbelt. Just make sure that everyone is properly restrained in the vehicle.